Wait, stop.
Hey everybody, I gotta interrupt. It's Editor Tim here. We had a special guest this week, and something was horribly wrong with her microphone, but we didn't notice it while we were recording. As I'm playing it back and editing, I notice it's really, really hard to understand a lot of what she's saying. My choices were either release it as is, or have absolutely no episode this week. So I decided to release it as it is. Sorry if you can't hear it, but hopefully there's enough of the rest of the show you can hear that you'll enjoy it. Catch you next time. Oh, by the way, we recorded this on John Williams' birthday, so we're going to do this old school this week.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week's special guest Robin returns, and we have a spirited discussion about all manner of things that I don't really remember. You know what? Just listen to the show. You're going to listen anyway. You already downloaded it. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Red case.
It's Tancast.
I think I am feeling a little bit like, fuck if I can remember that show right now.
Nailed it.
Transparent.
Yes.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm T, Tim, T. Tim starts with T, and that's me. Nailed it. Limping out of the gate, as usual.
Will we expect anything else?
It needs us somewhere to go.
Yeah. It does. Nowhere to go.
Somehow
but...
down.
Nowhere to go but up. Nowhere to go but to the side.
This lateral move.
Nowhere to go but still gonna try. I'm Andy, the A in Tancast. Also Rantcast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
I'm Robin, the R in Rantcast.
Yeah, Rantcast too. That too.
Yeah.
You're here.
Or Trancast. Not gonna judge.
Or Atrin.
Mark.
Yeah.
Nart? I like Nart.
Nart seems like when an undercover police officer lets one go.
What? I just assumed it was Negro art. Oh, this was excellent Nart of
this.
The...
this 1923 Nart piece I got.
I painted it with the blood from my whipping.
I need to get this verified. I'm not sure if it's official, you know, Nart from the era. You know, I need to get it dated.
Get a Nart expert in here.
It's a bunch of slaves beating up on. It's a bunch of slaves beating up on a plantation owner.
Somewhere in China, they're
making
Nart counterfeits.
No, it's going to be white suburban kids, and you know it.
They have like fake Nart that they're doing on their school, and like hello
out. It's going to be the hipster thing to own. Nart on every dictionary though is gas that's smelled but not heard. It creeps out on you. A synonym for ninja fart. And silently but deadly.
The other N-word. Yeah.
Ninja. The other N-word.
It's like a demon.
Nart. Not a real thing. So, Negro art. Could apply.
No, there's plenty of Negro art.
A dirty penis. The male version of a cunt.
Oh,
now...
Artwork that is done on class notes.
Wait. Is it dirty because you, like, rubbed it in mud, or is it dirty because it's, you know, been around the block?
I think maybe it's a little smeggy.
I think it's like when you say someone's being a cunt, I think it's the same thing. Because they're saying, Kevin's being such a nart today, he told me I need to lose weight. Well, you have put on a little weight. Linda, you're a toxic cunt. That was Stacey and Linda
talking. Yeah, but that word, that's me, that's like pretty serious. Not that nart is seriously.
It just sounds too comical.
The fact that I'm saying it so readily and not saying the C word.
Well, that's because you make it serious.
You're right. I make the N word serious.
Nart, to nut, and jack, to nut and fart simultaneously.
Can that happen?
I'm sure it can, right? If you're like,
give me a minute.
You three men, I'm sure, have done both those things. Have you ever done it at the same time?
Wait, ejaculate? No.
And farted at the same time?
No, I've never ejaculated.
No, my... I was going to give a serious answer, but fuck that.
No, I want a serious answer. I'm serious.
No, I've never done both at the same time.
It could happen. Like, you know, when you're ejaculating, you're kind of relaxed, right? You're like, ah!
Yeah.
And, I'm relaxing, like, as after it has happened. Like, as it's building up, my b-hole kind of squeezes down.
Yeah,
right. Nart, a nigga shart, a shart that a nigga does. Person That's... one black, I sharted, instantly becomes Nart.
Oh.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
The art of making an art piece with your own cum.
Oh. Oh. Nut art, I guess.
Nut art. Oh, wait, this last one.
Wait, to nart, you mean art like never.
Cody, I just painted a beautiful piece of Nart to go with my collection. I think it's just, you know, you use your cum to make art.
Okay, not that you're being artistic.
I know a guy named Art and his parents did that.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah.
Clever. Clever.
To fart so hard it rattles your nuts, and so your scrotum touches. Wait, no. And so your scrotum touches your anus, and when you flatulate, it vibrates violently against the scrotum.
Oh my god!
That takes some. That takes some bald angle.
We've all been there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, right, people. This guy knows what I'm talking
all
about.
Been there. We not all been there.
Are you sure you're not smuggling some nuts in there?
Probably none of us have been there.
I am not.
I can get some decent ball droop going on, but covering my own
b-hole. So much so that you sit on your balls.
Not since I started with the boxer briefs.
Things Robin didn't want to know for 200, Alex.
I mean, we've talked about this before.
I understand. I'm
not gonna love it. I've seen some balls and penis in my day.
I would hope that if you were on a podcast with three women and they wanted to talk about their vaginas, that you would be open to that conversation.
Nope. I mean, fuck no. Plug my ears. La, la, la.
No. They have a magical thing down there. I'm not supposed to know about it.
Pillow pants? Was that what it was? What was that?
Yes.
The troll.
I think it was pillow pants.
It was pillow
her pants troll. Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of her butt troll.
Did you guys get an ABC test?
No.
No,
I kind of want
Netflix
to.
Soon,
I kind of want to see it, but I'm like, because I love him, but I don't know.
I never saw
Red
State. Yeah. I don't love him as much as I used to. What's Tim laughing about?
Robin jinxing you.
Robin said jinx.
Oh.
That made me laugh.
I want to see. That one's scary, though. I don't know. If he comes out with another Clerks or like another Chasing Amy or Mallrats, I'll go see it. But someone's offering it. I applaud him going outside the box. Like, I applaud him playing.
I mean, he's supposed to come out with another Clerks.
Yeah, they're supposedly working on Clerks 3. Supposedly. Did they go to the zoo? Supposedly.
All right.
Friends reference.
Tusk has added to my queue.
No, I have been seeing stupid commercials for them. Yeah. With that stupid song.
I'll be there for you.
No.
Of course
that song I can handle. It all started at Central Perk when a runaway bride skip at click.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you've lived a charmed life, my friends.
Mm-hmm. It's called TiVo.
No, I'm watching things online, and so they have ads in front of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that. It's called TiVo.
Fuck you. How about that?
Okay.
Ooh. What do you guys say to that, Andy?
Okay. I just said it.
All right. You got anything else to say?
I made a delicious brunch for my family earlier.
Aww.
Good for you.
Yeah. Occasionally I do nice things for them.
Knock that shit off.
He made a nice brunch for them and then ate it all.
In front of them while they went.
Then threw it in the trash.
No one here deserves this. Everywhere with like syrup and like remnants of like bacon and waffles.
It was like that scene in This Is the End. Where?
Oh yeah. Where Danny McBride, well, spoilers, but where he just goes to town on everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I can't find the stupid Friends song thing to send you, because apparently Netflix didn't think to put it online.
Yeah.
And no one thought it was good enough to actually keep it.
And my charmed life continues.
Yeah.
So is Tusk on Netflix, or did you just put it on, like, your disc?
It's on my discs. I have discs and streaming, because I'm baller.
Mm-hmm.
And I like
down that
and I actually
fat
like
cash
discs.
Money.
But every once in a while, I use the streaming because I'm like, oh, I want to watch something right now.
The discs have the extra special features.
This is
well,
true.
What they've been doing lately, though, is like they've been making like special rental discs that don't have special features. They're
really?
Like, oh, want to see this cool shit? Buy the disc, motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah, they have those in Redbox
as
well.
And Redbox doesn't always have all the audio features. Like, I mean, the like 5.1 or the 11.2, whatever people have now. They'll like downgrade the audio. So
ooh. I didn't know that.
Lovely.
But mostly, I just like the consistency of quality of disc. Like, it's not going to look all pixelated all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I pay for the Blu-ray. I pay for the Blu-ray.
I pay for discs as well, like, in terms of buying movies. Because, like, I have a bunch of movies that are like, you also get the digital copy. I'm like, great, I can stream it on the cloud if I'm not around. All right, 3 seconds of movie? Wait. 2 more seconds of movie? Wait. Another second of movie? Wait. Crash.
Well, usually, fucking like, doesn't the digital copy allow you to download to your computer?
Yes, I'm watching it on an iPad or an iPhone at this point.
Got it. I think VLC. Tim!
Noah!
Did you know there is a...
Yes, I did!
...cheesy little Star Trek game for the iPhone?
There's a cheesy little Star Trek game for the iPhone?
Yeah, it's like, it's the original Star Trek, and it's all kind of, like, pixel art, and it's got, like, the original music, and...
I did not know that. That is some wild stuff. That is a horrible Johnny Carson.
It is.
All I figured true. You might want to know in case you play it, but I don't really know how often you play iPhone games. I don't think I've ever seen you play an iPhone game.
I play iPhone games when my 3-year-old wants to play iPhone games.
Has he asked about me?
Not recently.
No.
He doesn't give
no,
up.
No, you sound like you're trying
me.
To set something up.
It sounds like you're trying to get Did he mention me? Did he say something about me? Did he say I called? Did he say?
Given the conversation that we had in the last episode, you're going to get on the list, dude.
I'm already on the list.
Oh, no.
No. And just in the stories you hear, that were... Like the law just seems so strict. Like oh yeah, I was having sex with my 17-year-old girlfriend. I'm 18 now. I'm on the list for the rest of my life. I'm like that seems so harsh.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was it was either NPR or BBC Radio, but one of them was doing a bit this week, talking about push to widen the statute of limitations on people coming forward as adults. To report that they were molested as children. Talking about how, you know, like recent research is showing that a lot of times it takes people until, you know, sometimes into their 40s or even 50s to...
Yeah.
To, you know, kind of come to terms with it. In some cases for it even, you know,
something
to,
has to happen,
not be
trigger,
blocked out.
Yeah, something has to
yeah. Yeah, and they were specifically talking about this lady whose stepdad raped her almost every day and sometimes 2 or more times a day. From the time she was 3 until the time she left the house, I think, at 17.
Jesus.
And the everyday, sometimes 2 times a day thing was horrible. The until she left the house thing was horrible. But the thing that almost made me vomit in the car was hearing from the time she was 3.
Tancast. Uplifting shit. Every week.
Yeah. What can you say about that? That is fucking terrible, Andy.
Yeah, no one's going to take up the position of arguing with you about how you feel about that.
No. It's just that, like, it for all the times you hear that it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was 18 and had sex with my 16-year-old girlfriend. People getting put on the list, I'm like, That's not who. Let's focus. Let's get the guys with the threes. Let's get the threes first.
Yes.
We'll take care of the 16 and 18 later.
And also, some states have a different habit. It's not just 18. It has to be the ratio between the two kids. So if it's like the 17 and the 15, and it's not like there's certain rules. So it's different states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet lost.
The bad guys, right? Well, that's how it is with everything, like in the drug laws. Like, they should be going after like the real drug dealers, not like the little whatever.
Yeah, we're going to take this out one junkie at a time.
I want to do a little, have a meth lab in my basement. Like, I'm not hurting anyone. Like, they should go over after, like, the real drug dealers.
Well, yeah, you could
that
blow
meth lab
up your
blows
place.
Up.
It's kind of like, okay, I've got a bunch
of... I can barely run my computer. How am I going to have a fucking meth lab?
It's like, she can't fucking work her iPhone, but Robin, this meth lab's amazing.
Robin, go online and Google meth manufacturers.
I can't even watch Breaking Bad. Like, don't worry. You don't have to worry about me. I can't even grow a regular phone, so I'm okay.
But seriously, go online and look at some of the rocket scientists that are making meth.
Yeah, don't Google meth lab production, because
that'll put you on a list. Yeah, no, not production.
I'm already on some list.
Google like pictures of meth makers, something that's really explainable. Yeah.
I got a funny picture for you guys.
Do you? Share that shit.
Is it different?
Also, there... No.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
Man, that's just scary.
Jinx.
All right, I can see we've picked teams for this episode. Holy shit. Bryan Cranston's really going out on this new role.
I sent them one image of a guy looks like Walter White, but he's black. It's like Walter Black.
I also love the expression on his face. Like, I know why you're taking my fucking picture.
I'm not the one who knocks.
There's a guy who I see at the train station sometimes, and I swear to God, he is trying to look like Walter White. Like, I feel like he could not look like more like Walter White. Like, he just has the hat, he has the glasses, he has the bald head, he has the goatee. I'm like, I feel like this is the obvious look you're going for. I've never asked him, because I don't know. That might be rude.
Are you guys
going to
watch the Better Call Saul show?
Hell yeah.
Nope. I mean, I'll wait. If people say it's fucking amazing, then I'll watch it.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I did. I liked it. But I imagine the Saul show is going to be different. Like, you know, because Breaking Bad was more like, it's like a balance between like, hey, there's some wacky, funny stuff, and holy shit, shit's getting real. It seems like the Saul stuff is going to be more like wacky, funny stuff.
I didn't watch.
Noah doesn't like wackiness or funniness.
Nope.
He's a joyless husk.
That's right. Fuck that shit.
Yep. Noah actively frowns when he masturbates.
I just get a scowl when I'm having sex. Maniacal.
Maniacal laugh.
No, I get you. I do that sometimes.
That's what you get for knowing how to spell things. I don't suffer from these issues.
Tim, maniacal. Okay, man, M-A-N-I-E-Y-E. Ickle, I-K-L-E.
Nailed it. Just like a pacifier. P-A-S-S-A-F-I-R-E. Pacifier.
If Tim were God, that's how we would spell.
If Tim were God, spelling would be the least of our worries.
I can just
Why
imagine
are all the women suddenly nude?
All the fucked up stuff that happened because like Tim's typing into his little God computer and fucking typos his shit out of things.
He named some animal the same name. Like, everything's so confusing.
I prayed for rain, but Ryan showed up.
All these Ryans kept falling from the sky and hitting the ground. It was terrible.
Oh, poor Ryan Gosling's abs. Oh. They're everywhere.
It's no, the abs are fine. They landed in a puddle of Seacrest.
Be like it's raining men.
Until they hit the ground. Or your head.
But you go right away outside. When you sinned, because your head would explode. Not like, you know, quote unquote real sins in the Bible, like, you know, changing lanes without signaling.
Oh man, could you imagine Tim's 10 commandments?
It would just get added on to. Oh, wait, I remember something else. The 25th commandment. 20...
Thou shalt not be a stupid quump. 26.
Why is there a Christmas every month?
Why do other people have to show up and decorate Tim's house?
We tricked all the people that had measles to go off a different exit to Disneyland. We have them all corralled in this little area now.
Oh, no, you don't vaccinate your kids, you're smoten. Smited?
Smitten?
No.
Not smitten.
Oh.
Zack Snyder, smoten. John Williams, sainthood.
All right.
Christopher Reeve, the patron saint of superheroes. You put a little medal on your dashboard.
If it was up to Tim, Michael Jackson would be molesting kids today.
What? No!
Michael Jackson would be allowed into adults-only heaven. It's kind of like adult swim time at the community pool.
I just want to go
really
visit
like it.
The kids, the little kids' table. No. That was my shitty Michael Jackson impression.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, but no, you got to be softer when you use the high voice. Like you're trying to be a child yourself.
Tim, lay it on us.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson.
Ah, very perfect. It felt like I was in the room with him.
You may know me from my multi-platinum album, Thriller. I'd like to talk to you today about hair gel.
I'm Thriller, motherfucker.
If Michael Jackson had lived.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and Paul Coleman College cordially invites you.
That alternate scenario struck me as funny. Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and Paul Quinn called. Fuck this shit! God damn it! Cut in the fucking spot, Tony! Jesus! I'm starting to sound more and more like Mickey Mouse!
Oh, I'd pay for that too!
Hi, this is Mickey Mouse, and Paul Quinn College cordially shit, they cordially invite your ass, come on down!
Oh, I can't do that with the fucking phlegm.
Does Robin have any idea what we're talking about?
No, but...
There's this...
Paul
series,
Quinn, I always get Paul Coleman for some reason.
There's this series of outtakes of just various celebrities reading like, voiceovers, and it, like, they save the parts where they went wrong. And there's one of them of Barry White trying to read this thing where he was performing at Paul Quinn College, and holy shit, it's funny. Hi, this is Barry White. I would fuck this shit!
Oh, it's like a piece of dirty.
Yes! I have a CD with all of those on it.
Or that guy with the RV.
Yeah, but these are all... the CD I have, at least, they're all celebrities.
Okay.
And they're just audio. And, like, one of them is Shatner. Don't tell me how to read it. It sickens me.
You say sabotage, I say sabotage.
Oh, Andy found it.
I did.
Good work, Andy.
Also, there's it may be in your related list, but I'll put a link in here for it too. John DiMaggio doing his take on it is fucking hilarious.
It was from an episode of The Nerdist where him and other guy.
You got it, Billy West.
That's the one. I was like Fry, but that's not how you say his name.
Fry Zoidberg, Professor. God, he's everybody, but I can't remember his real name.
Anyway, they were on The Nerdist, and he just randomly went into the impression of that outtake, and it's amazing because everybody on the show got it immediately, what he was talking about, and then he just proceeded to keep doing it, and then, what was the other guy that we just said his name?
Billy West.
He started being the guy in the booth that you didn't hear talking to Barry White, filling in the gaps. I'm sorry, man, we'll roll that. You want a Boilermaker or something? Random. Good time.
I'm gonna have to look that up now.
That is a good episode of The Nerdist, by the way. Yeah, there are quite a bit. That one, and there's another one where the guys who do Pinky and the Brain are on.
Speaking of random good episodes of podcasts, there's a podcast called The Flophouse, which I don't think we've ever talked about on here, but I fucking love that show. It's three guys talking about movies that aren't necessarily good. They don't. They don't pick, like, super crap. Like, they don't pick movies that everybody's talked about how crappy they are. They usually kind of pick fairly recent movies that didn't do very well, and they watch them, and then it sounds like they get drunk and eat Popeye's chicken and talk about it. Two of them are writers for The Daily Show.
Oh.
And their banter just cracks me the fuck up. Especially because, like, kind of like us, they get way off topic, but they really run with it. Like, once one of them takes it off topic, like, one of them will try to get it back to what they were saying, and the other one will just egg the other one on, and they'll just yes and for, like, 5 minutes. And on their most, probably not at this point, their most recent episode, the one was Transformers 4. They were doing ads, and for some reason, they had to do this ad for these programmable dildos, and it's at 50 minutes into the episode. It is the most hilarious that I, like, was laughing out loud at work. Just tears streaming down my eyes. I rewound it, like, 5 times. It was so funny.
And lastly, this is an ad. I'll call it...
Dear to your heart.
Very personal.
Well, I would call it an ad for...
It's a product you use.
A friend of the show. So it's for... Now, look... We all love dildos, guys.
I think I'm not going to buy into this premise.
Who doesn't love a good dildo?
I mean, if you say but so, I guess.
What's the main problem with dildos? They're not open source enough.
I don't I'll explain what that means.
Have you ever wanted your dildo to be more open source? Well, the good people at Comingle,
like a wiki dildo.
Here's the thing. They got a campaign going on right now for their multi-vibrating open source dildo platform, which means you can program this fucking dildo.
You can do your homework?
To bring me a beer?
You're going
to
look.
Remind me when my grandma's birthday is, dildo.
What you do is you hook this dildo up to whatever sensor you want to. You can control it by squeezing a stuffed animal. You can control it by the movement of a whip you might hit your partner with. You can control it with your own pulse or the very thrusting you do in and out of your partner. Or just you can hook this dildo up to Skype and the dildo responds to Skype stimuli. So at Comingle, that's comingle.io. We have been hard at work for over a year and a half, they say, to bring you our flagship product, the MOD, a multi-vibrating open source dildo platform. It's body safe silicone, it's gender neutral.
Now that's a cool MOD.
And you can control it with whatever sensor you like. So start imagining your fantastic use for the MOD today. Guys.
Yep.
So I want to thank all our sponsors, Squarespace and Audible, for their, the last time that I think they'll be buying space from us.
It's a little more. So go to...
This is quite a pitch for this dildo, Dan.
Well, they want you to go to comingle.io to contribute to the Indiegogo campaign.
Okay, cool.
And purchase your own MOD dildo while supplies last. Now, look.
There's part two?
The people behind this open source dildo, they've given us a few examples.
I'll see you guys later.
Say for Elliot.
I'm going to go now.
Say for Elliot. Elliot wants to program his dildo to respond as he pleases. Elliot's dildo, say, could be hooked up to a microphone to make his sultry letter songs even more sexy. Stuart.
It's like a Howard Stern's situation.
The sensors can keep a log of activity during sex to later compile into infographics as visual aids for your sex describing.
Sure. Wait, so for your sex records? What, for tax purposes?
Yep.
And for me, Dan McCoy, perhaps...
You can put it in a butt. I could.
Hook it up to a computer vision butt detector. To have the dildo to go extra crazy at the sight of butts.
You're going to put a parental advisory at the beginning of this episode, right?
They've all got parental advisory.
What?
There's so much swearing. It's all explicit content. So if you're interested in an open source dildo, and I can't imagine why you would not, go to
Comingle. Makes a great gift.
Comingle.io. Buy a dildo. Donate to their Indiegogo campaign. And what, thank you to it, all our sponsors.
What kind of apps does it come with?
like jalapeno poppers.
Sure. Like chicken wings.
Yep, and on onion blossom.
I believe that if you're not if you're not programming savvy, the people at Commingle have some programs you can download to help you start programming your dildo.
It's a really worthwhile opportunity because I've always thought the thing about dildos, they're too simple. Let's complicate them a little bit.
It's a sex opportunity that I like. I know there's a lot of pervasoids and
I feel like that should be your catchphrase now. It's a sex opportunity.
It's certainly a pickup line.
Yeah, there's a lot of pervasoids and pervasettes listening. Who will be very happy to have more digital control of their faux phallus side.
They're like,
My
dildo options are limited, and now my dildo options are unlimited.
I only have a certain amount of money in my dildo budget. Where do I spend my dildo dollars?
So, thank you.
What's the exchange rate between dildo dollars and American dollars?
It's 14 space bucks.
I did not find it as funny as Tim did.
You are a piece of shit.
Yeah. Did you also frown while you masturbated?
You joyless.
I did all at once. I was masturbating and frowning and listening to it.
And were you narting?
I was narting.
I meant to insert this when we were talking about narting earlier, but I thought I was going to die at work. I was watching some clip of Conan. Everyone else had gone, and this cough that I've had for like a month has like really been sticking around. I laughed myself into a coughing fit and continued to laugh, and I laughed, coughed, and farted all at the same time, and then the world went gray. Like, I literally just expelled every ounce of oxygen from my body. All orifices, in effect.
You knocked the wind out of yourself.
Yes. Yes.
That was not oxygen coming out of your beehole. Just want to let you know. I felt it.
Don't you judge me. I'm like a turtle. I breathe through my butthole.
What?
Look it up. Look up sea turtle respiration. You have me
like an 8-year, like, look it up. That's an experiment. That's hilarious, you boys. You guys are boys sometimes.
I think we're boys all the time. A sea turtle are air-breathing reptiles. They need the surface to breathe. Sea turtles can hold their breath for several hours depending on the length of activity. It does not say anything about butt.
Turtle
butt. Oh, why do some turtles breathe out their butts?
There you go.
As I have found while researching like anti-vax stuff, if you Google anything, there's a site that will validate that opinion.
Yeah,
so
this is discovery.com. So, boom.
Is it discovery.com? Check the spelling.
They're owned by Big Pharma, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like Snopes.
Mm-hmm. Everything's owned by Big Pharma. I'm owned by Big Pharma.
Well, Discovery is owned by ABC, right?
Are they? I didn't know that.
I think so, yes.
And is an ABC by Disney?
Yes, mm-hmm. And Disney's owned by Big Pharma.
There you go.
Yes, and so...
Which we established thanks to, what was it, Jesus Tap Dancing Christ?
Jesus Christing Fuck, actually.
That's what it was.
You okay, Robin? Sound like we wounded
I'm
your soul.
I'm sad about all the corporations. That's my hippie, that's my liberal hippie socialist. Nothing's ever going to get better. Like, racism is going to be forever. We're never
going to
get
over
this, guys. Like, the world's just
going to
implode. There's no hope.
Tan
guest. Making
you cry. Why do we invite Robin on? Because she's such an uplifting presence.
Because tears make great lube.
A breath of fresh air.
Because her sadness makes Noah come.
And Nart.
Oh.
I Tim, can't find where it's owned by ABC.
Tim, name the episode Her Sadness Makes Noah Nart. Do it for me.
Sure.
Don't name it that. Do it for me.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Robin, you have to decide.
What?
You're the tiebreaker. Should I name this episode Sadness Makes Noah Nart or not?
Her Sadness.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Suck it, Noah.
I thought you were my friend, Robin. Traitor.
She's trying to make you sad and therefore happy.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you nerd. You should be nerd more than late. Because you're upset about it. It's like this vicious
circle. Oh, where to from here? I think we've gotten lost in the woods.
Well, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was it?
Wait, do we want to do tan laughs?
Sure. Do you want to do that first?
Sure.
Okay, roll it back.
All right.
Roll it back.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We've got 10 laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some poo. Could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's 10 laughs, yes, 10 laughs, oh, 10 laughs, and that's what we do. 10 laughs, 10 laughs, 10 laughs.
Ha ha ha. Here's my first one. You know, the second after you bleach your anus, someone's gonna spill red wine on it, right?
What? What is that?
Oh, God. I like it.
Tim, sorry, yo. Sorry, yo, killing it when your mom was eating that banana.
What?
I said, sorry, yo, killing it when your mom was eating that banana.
Like,
yeah.
That's what you yell when someone's blowing somebody? Killing it?
When someone's doing anything really well, like...
Yes.
You say killing it. Like, it's a brew. It's more of a brew thing to say.
I'm just saying, I can't see the scenario where someone's blowing someone else and someone walks in killing it. And so the implication being made is that's what you're doing when my mom's eating a banana.
Yeah.
Then you're ruining the joke with laughing.
I think Noah fucking ruined the joke by telling it.
Stop trying to analyze it.
You know what? I would have the same objections if it was Andy's mother. I just want you to know that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Andy, sorry y'all killed it while your mom was eating that banana.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No goddamn sense at all.
Andy's mother is allergic to potassium.
For the record, I think it makes sense. He's saying that your mom's good at sucking cock, is what he's saying.
Well, then he should say that.
Your mom's good at sucking cock, Tim.
That's not a canned laugh. That's hilarious. Just factually true.
Yeah, it's not really a joke. It's just, you know, life.
It's funny to say in a socially unacceptable situation, and that's where the humor comes in.
I will say it next time I see her in front of your kids.
Oh, I dare you.
Do you really?
No.
No. I don't.
Okay. Hey, Mrs. Tim's mom, I hear you suck a mean dick.
Hey, Mrs. Tim's mom. Robin is wholeheartedly against that.
I got another one. When I see a bruised apple at the market, I give it a soft hug and whispered, "Who did this to you? Who did this to you?"
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Don't fucking do this to me, man.
It's not your fault.
Whoa, apple.
Probably the worst part about being a penguin is after you're in an argument, you try to waddle away angrily, but still look adorably cute.
All right. I think the leopard seals are probably the worst part about being a penguin. But...
Oh, Andy, you're ruining the joke! It's comedy!
Tim, I exist to do this. Facts about nature that end the humor.
This last one's for you.
All right.
New parent idea. Take pictures of you pulling... Sorry, let me start over. New parent idea. Take pictures of you pulling baby out of spacecraft in forest. High pictures in the attic for kid to find when he's 10.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That's fucking genius.
Tim's like, that's not a joke. That's just realness.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but what if he went to school? Like, what if he really formed his identity around this guy?
That would be awesome. Eventually, he hears the backstory of Superman and goes, "Holy shit! That's why we have all those Superman clothes in my house!"
I'm gonna outrun this train now! Sadness ensues.
Mr. Babb, we have to call you into the school today. Your son attempted to jump off the roof. Is he dead? No, but the yard duty teacher is. He landed on.
Well, at least he's got good aim. I'll come pick him up.
I am done.
Who were those from?
Yep. Don't remember. Like, it was someone who linked to a website. I will find out, though.
Yeah, could you fucking find out so we can give them credit?
No, they don't deserve
dick
credit.
Sneeze.
Go on, I will let you know.
All right. Who wants to go next? Shall I go next?
Sure.
All right.
Aw. I was going to read this joke, but we read it already.
Aw, sadness. I'm going to read this joke, regardless of whether we've read it already or not. A man owned a small farm in Vermont. The Vermont Labor Board claimed he was underpaying his help, so they sent an agent down to interview him. I need a list of your employees and how much you pay them, demanded the agent. Well, the farmer replied, there's my farmhand. I pay him $200 a week plus free room and board. The cook has been here a bit more than a year, and I pay her $150 every week plus free room and board. Then there's the halfwit who works about 18 hours a day and does about 90% of the work. He makes $10 a week, pays his own room and board, and I buy him a bottle of bourbon every Saturday night. And once in a while, he's pretty sociable with my wife. That's the guy I want to talk to, the halfwit, said the agent. You're talking to him, replied the farmer. That comes from... That comes
Did
from
really
Dean.
Did you get it?
By way of Christopher Kimball of America's Test Kitchen.
Well, you see, he's really good at giving blowjobs.
Yep, he's killing it.
Look at me, that banana.
When he's done sucking that dick, he pays himself $10 a week, buys himself a bottle of bourbon every Saturday night, pays for his own room and board, and boinks his wife occasionally.
Shit.
Explaining the jokes always makes them funny.
I just saw an ant on my computer, guys. That means there are ants in my house.
Oh.
There are ants in your pants.
True.
If they're in my house, they'll get in my pants. Because I'm super easy. Oh, I'm just a girl who can't say no.
What?
Too soon?
One of the funniest things I saw about the Super Bowl was someone made a joke about Katy Perry running the More You Know star.
My wife instantly made that joke. Like, while she was still on the thing, my wife goes, huh, the more she knows. Like, you're fucking right. That's exactly what it is. When I check on Twitter, I was like, oh, I got to tweet this. Like, we're on probably an hour delay by that point. Like, fuck, the whole rest of the internet's already made this joke.
I didn't even catch it. I did walk in when she's riding the lion. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was the very
and I was
beginning.
At a bar, and some guy's like, that's right.
Katy Perry formed Voltron.
Because her song, she has that song, Roar, and she's fucked up
being comic. So naturally, you ride a lion.
Yes.
I was afraid because... she was going to fall off. I'm glad she didn't fall.
Oh,
was
she
was secured.
Yeah, it was a big, like, cherry picker.
You're
Don't
like,
worry.
Oh, be careful.
It's okay. If she falls, as long as she goes boobs first, she's going
to
land soft.
Are you wearing clean underwear, Katy Perry? Because what if
she
you
has,
have
She has insurance people who don't want her to die so they can keep making money. So she was all right.
She's well taken care of. She's a cash cow.
Got to keep paying Russell Brand's alimony.
Sick burn.
So you can keep making those weird terrorist videos talking about current events.
I thought they broke up.
They did.
They did.
That's why he said,
alimony.
As opposed to living together, still money.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I saw a picture recently where they're together, though.
No, that was her and John there at the Super Bowl.
Oh.
No. Before that, there was some awards. Never mind.
Say,
it might have been older.
I think at first it was like it was everything was okay, and then like they both kind of started talking shit about each other. And like I guess stuff maybe escalated. I do know that he was on Howard Stern talking a lot of shit about how she was like a dead fish in the bedroom. Ooh.
Well, the whole time he thought he was married to Zooey Deschanel.
You know what? A lot of people make that mistake. I've heard Katy Perry referred to or described as Zooey Deschanel's head on a porn star's body.
Wow.
Yeah, you say wow. I think that nails it. I think that's...
Killing it.
Yep.
Is that right? Did I use it right?
Yep. I am. I'm killing it. I'm killing the humor.
All right, great. So, here's my tan laugh to close out this segment.
Yay.
Unless Robin has a tan laugh.
No.
Okay, well, this one is from Jonathan. Two bored casino dealers are waiting at the craps table. A very attractive blonde woman arrived and bet $20,000 on a... Thank you for putting the number amount in parentheses, Jonathan. On a single roll of the dice.
Pretty sure we've read this one at least twice.
She said, hey, Andy, shut the fuck up. I hope you don't mind, but I feel much luckier if I'm... Yeah, we did read this.
Yep. Shit. I don't know. I thought you were looking.
Stupid Tim.
You guys are mean.
Yeah, I know.
True.
I mean, that's what we do.
Because we got the eye of the tiger.
All right. There was an elderly man who wanted to make his younger wife pregnant, so he went to the doctor to have his sperm count done. The doctor told him to take a specimen cup home, fill it, and bring it back the next day. The elderly man came back the next day, and the specimen cup was empty, and the lid was on it. Doctor, what was the problem? Elderly man. Sorry, I didn't realize it was turning into a script at this point. The doctor says, what was the problem? Elderly man says, I tried with my right hand, nothing. So I tried with my left hand, nothing.
Well, we've
my
read
wife
this
tried
one.
With her right hand. What?
We've read this one.
Yep.
God damn it!
feel like this happens often.
If you guys would say who you
are. Maybe we need to like rethink the permission.
Well, if you guys would say who your jokes are by before you read them, I would be able to check them off ahead of time.
Oh.
You could go and check them off after the fact.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
It's all over. Shut up.
You can go back.
Noah, time keeps on slipping. Yes, that direction.
There were three men playing a round of golf. Moses, Jesus, and fuck you! And an old man. They get to the 18th hole, and Moses gets the tee off first. He hits the ball into the water. Next up is Jesus, and he does the same as Moses. Hits it right into the water. Next up is the old man, and he hits it right into the water with Moses and Jesus. All three approach the edge of the pond. Moses walks up a little closer, throws his arms high into the air, and the water of the pond begins to part down the middle. He walks down to his ball, hits it out of the pond, and into the hole. Next up is Jesus! He walks out of the water! And his ball floats on the fucking surface, and so he hits the ball off to the water into the hole. The old man decides he will try something cool, so he walks to the water and hits his ball, which flies out of the water, hits a bird, bounces off a tree, and then gets deflected off a pin, and then hits a rabbit, and then bounces in the hole. Moses turns to Jesus and says, I hate when your father plays, and fuck Andy and Noah!
Wait, what was the
fuck Andy and Noah!
No,
I hate when your father plays, Moses says to Jesus.
Okay.
Fuck Andy and Noah. That's all they need to know.
That's all you need to know. Fuck carrots. Tim, would we still be friends if I stuck carrots up your butt?
Probably not.
All right, good to know. Good to know.
I think it depends
on the
context.
Baby carrots or, like, you know, full-on Bugs Bunny carrot?
Well, was Tim asking you to do this, or are you doing this, like, as a surprise?
No, I'm just doing this on my own accord.
In this scenario, I'm passed out drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't you listen to your black people, Robin? You're black people. Don't you listen to them?
It's a Dave Chappelle joke is what Dave he's Chappelle trying joke. To.
Oh, Robin. It's like I don't even know you anymore. No, but you should listen to those For What It's Worth and...
Killing Them Softly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's okay. I listen to them a lot. I think probably me and Tim both did.
Yep.
Nope. Just you. You're on your own. Fuck you.
I haven't listened to it lately. But when it first came out, probably, I would say at least 15 times a piece.
How many times have you written off an excellent
album?
If we're having a black op, let's go.
Oh, it's a black op.
If Malcolm X was more hilarious, I would rather share that book.
Malcolm X's biography is a downer.
Throw in some white people stick carrots up your butt jokes and I'm in.
Maybe the origin of AIDS. That's funny. Nobody fucks monkeys and people. You either fuck monkeys or you fuck people. Once you fuck a monkey, you're out of the human pussy game for good.
And fuck white people.
I've never read Malcolm X's autobiography, but I don't think I was even in the running for this black off.
I think Andy was ahead of you in the black-off.
Have you? Wait. No.
I'm kidding.
Andy, have you read Malcolm X's autobiography?
No, but I have.
I thought maybe you had.
No, I haven't read that one. I did read the two autobiographies of, I can't remember his name.
Because all niggers write alike, right? You stupid racist cock.
The biographies were Soul on Fire and Soul on Ice.
Yeah, because he's just trying to know his enemy. No. I'm calling Andy racist.
Eldridge Cleaver. There it is. I had to Google it, but yes.
Yeah.
That's not even a person. You made those words up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's a real person. I'm trying to get in his head.
Well, there you go.
So did anyone have any more tan left?
I don't think we can handle any more tan left.
Once we've diverted to Eldridge Cleaver, it's all over.
Is there anything else we can bring up to bring this podcast down?
I know.
She wasn't a downer the other two times. I mean, not that she's really a downer this time, but...
No, that was...
That was a
nice laugh
at it.
I was like, wait a minute.
Like a couple steps where you're like, oh, wait.
I've painted myself into a corner I don't want to be in.
We can do Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen.
Can we?
Oh. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
In the kitchen, don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe.
recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember, do not stroke your bone. Masturbate in the
kitchen. Let me bring up the recipe.
For maybe, well, I guess Robin listens, but this is his cooking segment. When he tells you about some food he made.
Probably a very long time.
And I can't remember how it started, but I said something about masturbating in the kitchen, and Noah said very dismissively, "Don't masturbate in the kitchen." And so that became the name of this segment.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill.
That's exactly. I was hoping that there's a theme song like that.
Oh, there is.
There is, and that's what it is.
Yay! Yep. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
That's not true. I let many people down
all the time. Musically, you rarely do.
Tim's shit is on point
when it comes to music.
I just listened to the Different Strokes theme song yesterday because I was curious about it.
Alan Thicke.
It tells the whole story and it brings people together and has a nice message. I mean, they don't have theme songs with these people.
Do they have theme songs with lyrics at all anymore, really?
New Girl did for a little while and they've ditched it. Now they play like 3 seconds of like a jazzier version of it.
Oh,
Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory has one with lyrics.
Yes, yes. Although that is still a truncated version. I mean, obviously, of the full song. But, yeah.
But I believe it was written for the show. They wrote the song for the show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just a song and they used it. It's good to know. So this is wine-braised pork with chestnuts and sweet potatoes. Me and Annie made it for New Year's. And it was pretty good. The only thing I would say is that Annie got pork loin, which is not as good as pork shoulder. I guess pork shoulder has more fat and sinewy stuff, which is because you have to braise the pork for like a couple hours.
Right.
And so that fat is better than the pork shoulder to kind of break down. The loin was a little dry. Mm. And chestnuts can be a little hard to find because it calls for roasted peeled chestnuts, not the kind that are just have the shell on it. So I'll say those are the big that's the downfall, is like the chestnuts. I found some, but it's also around Christmas time, so I don't know if you can find chestnuts like that normally. Maybe you can. But I went to like three, we didn't, like, she went to one place and I went to two other places, and finally on the fourth place we found chestnuts. But I would say it was very delicious, pretty easy, not a lot of ingredients. I will link Tim to it.
Don't just think that you have a chestnut tree and that you'll just go source your own chestnuts, because there are actually like poisonous varieties of them, and they're often planted like ornamentally. Something I learned from reading Penny Arcade many years ago.
Really? They actually dropped some knowledge?
Yeah, one of the guys actually like apparently thought, "Oh, I'm going to roast up some chestnuts," and like poisoned himself.
But I guess obviously lived.
Did you know, killing, it was like a decade ago.
Did you know that cashews are poisonous? Like, normally you have to like roast them to like get rid of like whatever oils they have. Like, it's like poison oak.
Huh.
And this one guy got some unroasted like cashews, and like basically he thought he had herpes. Like, because he touched his genitals, and it was bad. And like eventually cleared up.
How
and figured,
does he eat cashews?
Well, you just the oil
I love
on the
it.
Oh, and cashews
Please
grow
put
on the
nut
top
in my nut.
Cashews grow on the top of an apple.
All right.
So there's some knowledge for you.
Hot tip.
So yeah, give yourself, if you're gonna make this, give yourself a few hours, because you have to braise it for 2.5 hours.
In a row.
No, over the course of a number of days, Tim.
10 minutes a day for 2 weeks.
The pork is so rich and tender and moldy.
I could have just
put it back in the fridge and then cook it for 3 hours.
Yeah, the internet has a real hard-on for sous vide cooking, but I don't know. It seems to me that just drawing a vacuum and then leaving something in lukewarm water for like a day and a half isn't actually going to cook it.
I
was a chemistry student, and I understand the processes involved, but it, like, just from somebody who's cooked before, that just fucking doesn't seem right to me.
Idly.
Did I tell you about the feastly thing I went to? Did I mention that on here? About having the dinner with strangers?
Nope.
I would just like to point out real quick, Noah was talking about making his dish with Annie. If you're like me, you heard Andy. That's not who was there.
No, Andy was not there. Annie was.
I heard Annie. Okay.
Yeah, Annie, the girl from Smooth Criminal.
Yes.
Yep. Is she okay?
I think she's okay.
Great.
That's good.
Another mystery solved. Now, on to whatever you're talking about.
Oh, so I didn't talk about the Feastly thing I did? Where you pay money, you have dinner at someone's house and with random people you don't know?
You mean a key party?
Yeah, we all have the keys and a dish. And then Tim's mom was there, and that's how I figured out she sucked a mean dick.
She kills it.
Was there bananas at that dinner?
Oh, fuck yeah, there are bananas.
I bet there's more than going on.
She can peel a banana right with her feet.
What? Are you calling my mom a gorilla now?
I was wondering if Tim heard that.
You dumbass, my dad is black. My mom is white.
I know.
Gorilla, I was going for I was trying to bring everything back and I was throwing some racism in there.
Oh. See, I always thought your mom was just an albino chimpanzee.
What the fuck? Anyways, so You go. Feastly is the one I did. You go to the website and they'll have stuff on the calendar.
Are you saying feces?
Feastly, feastly,
fistly.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you guys! Yeah, you go. And they have a 7-course dinner of shit, and there's different ways. So first, it's like shit with some shit tartar.
Can we tap out now, please?
Jump to the point where they punch it up your butt.
We can stop now before it gets bad. Please,
come
back. I apologize. I give up for us.
Okay. But I still need to hear the part where you punch it up someone's butthole.
I thought he was going to say it was all 7 parts of the Bristol stool scale. That was the different courses.
Oh, good reference, Tim.
Thank you. All right. Robin, I had to get that joke out, but Robin wants to move on.
But I
want to
hear about Peace,
so, Feastly. So you browse their calendar, and they have different price points, and then you can click on one and see like kind of what the meal will be. So I went to a Malaysian brunch, and one of the things we had was a sous vide egg, which is what made me think of it. So like we come in there, and she's sous videing the eggs as we're standing there. I went with a friend. So you come in, and I think there's about places for 8 people, something like that. And you sit down.
But 10 people are invited, and fight.
So yeah, the first part was like the sous vide egg with something else. These little curry potato pastry things, and then you eat that, and the main course was rice and some shrimp and these little dehydrated shrimp, I mean fish. Oh, I did not like that part.
So
not
is
crunchy.
That like a host or is everyone
yeah, yeah.
There
so the host,
like you?
Yeah, the host is the person who owns the place. Most people do their homes, and so yeah, they do it to make extra cash. And so this lady, she had a small little place. You just come in. She has like a table set up in her living room. And she'll, you know, bring you in, give you some water, and then she serves you. And now you just pay,
you have
know.
To sign a waiver of some sort?
I don't think so.
What's the legality?
Well, either you signed it or you didn't.
Do you know how clean, like.
Oh, they're on a website. Like you can track. Like I signed up for this thing and then I died. Like the person's picture's there.
No, actually, I think they're
on a website, so they're legit. Man. Come
on. No. It's a company that basically it's kind of like Uber, right? You know, in the sense that there's this overall company bringing these people in and they're setting up these accounts. So
it seems to me though, like killing your attendees would actually be a way to make sure that you never get any bad marks.
Yeah, no one's going to write a bad Yelp review if they're dead.
Yep.
One of the people for the company was there. I think they might notice if she disappeared or just died all of a sudden. Like, maybe
so
we shouldn't have
friends with any of the people? Like, are you still with anyone? Did you make any friends? Is that the goal,
but we chatted.
Or is it to eat?
I mean, it's up to you. I'm sure you could,
friends?
Like, some people did. What?
Any, naughty friends?
Any butthole friends?
Yeah. You have a 69 course meal? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I think some people did exchange information. I did not, but it was just nice just chat with random people.
Like, fuck you, I'm here for the food. Don't talk to me. Wait, are you looking at me?
Everyone else is making friends and sharing their life stories. No one's there. No one's
there. I'm here for the long like eggs and dried fish.
It's like a monster with like food going everywhere.
So, is it Noah?
You don't talk to me!
What
I'm here for food! You don't talk to me! I'm not supposed to talk to you!
Someone's like, is someone going to have this last bit of ice? I'm like, arr! Like, growling by the head.
My finger! Rice is crunchy. That's the bones!
Yeah, so it was an enjoyable experience. I would do it again. You know,
I don't know if they're going to invite you back. Hey, anybody want to invite the wallflower back to the, the fucking social eatery?
Sounds like fun. I would do that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And the food was really good. I've How never good had was Malaysian it? Food. I ate it all. The only thing I didn't like is the little dried up fishy things. I wasn't a fan.
Did you feel
euphemism?
Pressured to like it since the owner was like right there?
No, I mean,
that was the
no,
type of guy that'll just
good.
Talk shit straight in front of your face.
I mean, it would have sucked if it wasn't good, but like everything was delicious.
Yeah,
so
like Andy said, Noah doesn't give a fuck. He'll look right at you. This tastes like asshole bitches.
No, I would not say that.
You'd be like, yeah.
Also, people are reviewed.
Tastes
like
asshole
so
clumps.
New asshole bitches.
Nabisco, please.
Ding.
People review the different meals, so I'm, yeah.
You knew what you were asking for, you dirty whore.
What?
Yeah, it was cool. I would recommend if they do it where you are. You should check it out. Feastly. There's also one called Eat With, which is, seems a little bit more expensive on average. Feastly, they even have free ones. There's one where you can just bring, like, leftovers, and then they'll make something right there out of your leftovers.
I'm not really picky either.
Are you really a picky eater?
I'm a picky eater.
I'll be back. I gotta go shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Let me poop. Let me poop. Can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop. Let me poop. I should have closed the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the poop come out. Smell never bothered me anyway.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
But we're about to end the episode.
Oh, it's I gotta go.
But you get to play the let me poop.
I gotta give the reaction to me saying that because I'm here. I'm offended.
Nope. Noah's got the feast, Lees.
That's funny. Noah was just saying last week he didn't think we were going to be able to reuse the poop interruption jingle. Yes.
It happens enough where you have a jingle for it?
I just did it once to be funny, and I was like, oh, I'll keep that around in case it ever happens again. And then it happened again. Everyone say hello to my baby.
Hello, baby.
Can you say something?
I don't know. I'm excited to maybe do it. Maybe.
Did you shit all over? Is that what you're doing?
It's like a champ.
He's looking around this room like, where the hell am I? He doesn't go in this room very often, I imagine.
Huh. So that's what's in here. Interesting.
A big screen.
And you are... I feel like I want to say your name's Ted?
I say goddamn!
And he's back.
Shit. Goddamn.
Nobody go in there for 5-10 minutes.
I just pooped out a ham.
Alright. Let's bring this limping engine lost thing in for a landing.
Yeah, Noah's really low energy now that all of his poop's out.
Yeah, Noah's no longer full of shit.
Did you nart? Did you nope?
No.
Did you noop?
No. What?
What's noop?
When you nut.
Negro poop?
No. I generally try not to nut and poop. I try to keep those activities separate.
What a Negro poop.
Isn't that a DIY Blumpkin?
It's a part of the new DIY movement. check it on HGTV. Yeah.
We did it.
Remember, never trust I'm going to have to think about this. Oh, remember, never trust Tim not to tell a joke that we've already told before.
You're doing it like an avant-garde nartist.
Yay!
The Basquiat of nart.
Pushing the nart envelope.
This week, I hate it when I almost lose consciousness due to my body violently deflating itself.
Like a Patriots football.
Yeah.
Oh. I made a sports joke.
You did. And I
Yay
giggled.
Yay for me!
Good boy.
I'd say that was more of a chortle I gave you, not a giggle. Robin?
Yeah?
You got any tagline?
She said something last time, and she was like, oh, I have to think of something. Or this week, it was something about my female...
Rubbing
the token uterus. Yes, token uterus does blank.
Please don't tell us it narts.
No.
Please don't tell us it doesn't.
Oh.
My token uterus
is
a
cookie
eater.
Nailed it!
Oh, all the points to Robin.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast.
All right.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, speaking of that, laugh gave me a headache.
Are you doing okay? Do we need to give you like a med alert?
No, I'm on.
If you fall in, you can get up.
Well, that's just because of my weight. That's a normal thing for me. No, they got me on antibiotics, which hopefully whatever this is biotic.
So don't eat any probiotic yogurt, because then they will fight each other.
Actually, I have been eating probiotic yogurt because that's the other thing. It's only like a 6-day course of antibiotics, and I have had some epic poos. Like it still doesn't quite match the salad and smoothie poo that I had like a week and a half ago. It's a bad scene. Yeah. Oh yeah, well I described it on the last TanCast like a push broom through my innards. Just all the badness that had caked up in 37 years of my life.
It's like
I got it out.
People pay good money for colonics.
Well, they're doing it wrong. Don't eat it and let it go all the way through. The colonic is more like you're just like kind of pushing the badness back.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is open, people. Just get it done.
Taco Bell colonic would be a hell of a thing.
Let's name your band.
Taco Bell colonic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Taco Bell colonic.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And we're pleased to be here at the New York Metropolitan Opera House.
Be sure to check out all the knots in the lobby.
There's the brown dot that means it's still available.
Grab our t-shirts from our website, iHeartNart.
I fart nart.
Well, do you like how they have those Earth stickers where the ART is a different color? They have NART because the NART. The N will be brown.
Yes, of course.
And lumpy.
Like oatmeal.
And corny.
Oh.
Kind of like that joke.
I Andied it.
You too did.
Far.
Yay!
You got a 3-way groan.
I'll take any 3-way I can get.
Oh, okay. I should stop recording.
Are we done? Is everyone done recording?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Fuck, what did we talk about this week?
Molestation.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to put that in the description of why you should listen this week. Hey, we talked about 3-year-old rape. Where'd you go? Why aren't we getting more clicks?